Chicago, the city hosting the Democratic National Convention next week, has been at the center of the national conversation on U.S. immigration policy. Laura Barone Lopez is there and has this report.
All of us is to be human, is to face adversity in our lives.
Concord Missionary Baptist Church on Chicago's South Side has transformed in the last 2 years.
Giving God praise, some of our
The historically black church now offers live translation during its services to accommodate a growing number of Spanish-speaking congregants who fled their homes for the United States. Kenneth Phelps is the church's pastor.
They're here. They're hungry and they're hurting and they're in our community. And, you know, from a Christian standpoint, we've always welcomed the visitors and strangers.
People like Belexi Lugo, who are strangers no more. She now lives in a studio apartment with her two daughters after spending 6 months in a city-run shelter when they arrived from Venezuela.
It's good to feel that you have peace, and Pastor Phelps has helped me a lot with that. Any problem that we have or anything we need, he always tells us to let him know and that he'll take care of us. I feel at home.
But the integration of these new members has not been easy.
Many of the community weren't welcoming.
Phelps says community outrage erupted early last year when the city opened a shelter for migrants at a defunct elementary school around the corner from the church. The community had been told that it would be a job training center.
We were told that, you know, the city didn't have resources to do that. And then somehow, mysteriously, magically, you find monies to open up a shelter. Just didn't set right with the community.
Over the last 2 years, Chicago has spent nearly $500 million on aiding migrants. It's one of several Democratic-led cities targeted by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has bused more than 100,000 migrants in a politically motivated move to shift the nation's attention to immigration.
I took the border to them. And those buses will continue to roll until we finally secure our border.
At its peak in January, Chicago housed 15,000 migrants. Today, the number is roughly 5,000. A drop that has coincided with a massive decline in the number of people apprehended crossing the southern border, due in part to a Biden administration action currently blocking asylum seekers.
So there are no people to put on buses to Chicago in mass numbers that we're aware of.
Beatriz Ponce de Leon, Chicago's deputy mayor for immigrant, migrant, and refugee rights, says the city is looking for more action from Washington.
This is a federal responsibility. What we have done here is build an asylum seeker resettlement program. It has been tense at times, but we have managed to do it without taking away from any programs or any other communities.
Like his 2020 and 2016 campaigns, Trump has increasingly demonized migrants.
They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done. They poison mental institutions and prisons all over the world.
Earlier this week, repeating his 2020 message that migrants were destroying American suburbs, Trump's campaign posted a meme on social media saying, "Import the third world, become the third world." But he's also using the influx of migrants in blue cities over the last 2 years to win over some black voters at the margins.
I will tell you that coming from the border are millions and millions of people that happen to be taking black jobs.
Again, perception is reality when it comes to politics.
Jaime Dominguez is a professor at Northwestern University. He says the large numbers of migrants sent to Chicago and other cities ignited a broader discussion among Democrats.
It did at least force the Democratic Party to begin to have a conversation, right, about going forward, what kind of platform they were going to put forward when it came to immigration.
As a border state prosecutor, she took on drug cartels.
In recent weeks, the Harris campaign began running ads in Arizona and Nevada that lean into her background as Attorney General of California and includes a pledge to hire thousands more Border Patrol agents. In rallies, Vice President Kamala Harris has attacked Republicans for killing a border security bill, one of the most conservative to be considered by Congress in decades.
Earlier this year, we had a chance to pass the toughest bipartisan border security bill in decades. But Donald Trump tanked the deal.
Despite polls showing Harris ahead or gaining momentum in nearly all battleground states, a recent PBS News NPR Marist poll found registered voters favor Trump on handling immigration, 53% compared to 47% for Harris. The former president has made the deportation of undocumented immigrants a central tenet of his campaign's immigration proposals.
We are going to start the largest mass deportation in the history of our country because we have no choice.
That worries 24-year-old Estefania Riera, who arrived in Chicago 4 months ago with her partner and her two children.
We feel very hurt. We understand the damage they will do to us. There may be some people who come to do harm, but we are not all the same. In Venezuela, my 13-year-old brother was killed, so I fled to the United States. We just want to work, to look for a better life here for our children and for ourselves.
Riera is a client at Onward House on the city's northwest side, a nonprofit supporting asylum seekers in Chicago. Despite fewer people arriving in recent months, caseworker Johnny Barrera says the organization is still scrambling to provide services.
We actually have more than 1,000 on the waiting list, so it's a very high need.
Barrera says many clients here are aware that their ability to make a life in the U.S. may be upended if former President Trump wins in November.
They're very well informed on what's going on. And so having to come into this country during the elections and now having to run the risk of being deported, the clients are very afraid.
Here in Chicago, the promised influx of migrants from Texas to coincide with the Democratic National Convention hasn't materialized. And today, U.S. Customs and Border Protection announced that encounters were down 32% from June to July, the lowest monthly total since September of 2020. And that's the first full month of data since President Biden signed an executive action restricting asylum seekers.